Hey everybody, it's Wednesday, April 8th, and today we find ourselves in Matthew chapter 24.
And I told you that we'd be continuing on today with the subject of the last of times and the end times. Matthew 24 chronologically shows us that nobody knows the day or the hour that Christ will return. In fact, in verse 36 of Matthew 24, Jesus says, "No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father." Now, some manuscripts do not have "nor the Son" in here, so that may be a little up in the air here. But here's what I know this is saying. Nobody knows when the end of time will come. Nobody knows when Jesus will return. So this is an extension of the Olivet Discourse that we talked about yesterday. I want to remind you of two main points that you're going to be reading about with this section, the day and hour unknown. First of all, as I said, only God knows the end times and the day and the time that will happen. So, historically speaking, we have seen people my entire life and even before my life who have predicted, who have supposedly heard from God, who had supposedly figured out mathematically when Christ would return, and I don't know why people get so wrapped up in hearing people who claim to know the day that Christ is going to return. Because right here, in red letters in my Bible, denoting that it's Jesus' words, it says nobody knows. So if you hear people, and you will, claim that they know when Christ will return, write it off and don't worry about it. But the second thing I want you to get from this is that as you read this, Jesus gives some really cool illustrations here that remind us that we need to be ready. We'll be talking about that more on Monday, but we are to be ready. He could come back any day, and even if Jesus doesn't come back in my lifetime, I still get to meet him. I just don't know when. And I could meet Jesus at the rapture when he comes to take all the believers, and that would be amazing to experience. We'll talk about that more as we get closer to Revelation. But also, I'm going to meet the Lord. And everyone does. They go before the judgment seat and they see if their name is written in the book of life. And so we know we will meet God. And some of us will meet God very soon. Others could meet God when Jesus comes back. And others may live here for another 50, 60, 70 years. And then they either die or Christ returns. Here's the deal. We don't know. We don't know when Christ will return. And we don't know the exact day that we will die if we're dying before Christ returns. So I want to pose this question to you. If you knew the exact day that Christ would return, or even that you would die, would that change how you live today? Or what would change about the way you live today?